Welcome to Praying the Psalms with your host, Sincera Johnson.
Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to today's episode of Praying the Psalms. This psalm is one that is pertinent at different seasons and at different times in our lives, and it's something I can definitely relate to. While we're going to cover Psalm 37, 7 through 8, I want to read verse 8. First, because verse 7 is actually the solution, the answer to verse 8. And isn't that like God? He knows the beginning before the end. He knows the solution before the problem even presents itself. So we're going to read Psalm 37, verse 8 from the Voice translation. So turn from anger, don't rage, and don't worry. These ways frame the doorway to evil. I love words. I like acronyms. They help me remember things, and they help me to put things in perspective. So when I was reading this verse, something stuck out to me, an acronym, the word WAR, W-A-R. And it literally is the process, what happens when we're on the doorway to evil. And it describes an escalation process. So let's start with the first one, W, for worry. Worry is defined as anxiety or unease. And it's when we dwell on difficulties or troubles that we're experiencing, right? And then the A is for anger. And that's defined as a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. And that's a step up. From the worry, we move from worry to anger, and then rage, which is violent, uncontrollable anger. So let's look at these three things. Let's look at worry. How can we alleviate worry so that it does not escalate into anger? One of the ways that we can do it is to focus on one thing at one time. Isolate the reason for our worry. We may have several, but usually there's an underlying issue. We can be worried about our health. We can be worried about our finances. We can be worried about a loved one. We can be worried about a job, the relationships, our environment, the racial divide. There's so many things that can cause us worry. Once we find out what it is that we're worried about, we should be able to hone in and either focus on a solution or get help, resolve it ourselves. Some things can't be resolved, right? Like if we're concerned about the pandemic that we're currently living through, we can do to alleviate some of the worry. We can take precautions. We can wear a face mask, right? We can limit ourselves from being exposed to people that we don't know and we don't know, you know, where they've been. There are certain things that we can do to protect ourselves. If we're worried about our finances, especially in these challenging times, we can seek assistance. We can see if there's a program or some type of assistance that we can get. And when we've reached the end, the limit of that, we can reach out to other people to ask them for other resources that may be available for us. So whenever we are worried about something, the best course of action is to find what it is that we're worried about, to identify it, and then to try to bring a resolution. Worry for me a lot of times results in me praying more to God and saying things to God like, you're my father. I don't have a husband. You're my provider. You are the man in my life, God. Your reputation is at stake because I'm always praising you and I'm always telling people about your goodness. What will they think of you in this season? And those are my conversations with God. And that's how I alleviate worry a lot of times. So that's the W. So anger. Sometimes when after we worry, we get angry because we don't find a solution. We haven't isolated what the problem is. We either have run out of resources or we're not able to find a solution. The Bible says, in your anger, do not sin, which means that anger is a valid emotion. Anger is usually a warning sign. that something is wrong. It's before we reach the tipping point over into rage. So when we're in that middle zone, that middle WAR, we're in that middle part of the war zone. If we've gotten to that point, we need to really go back to the beginning and focus on what that one thing is. Now, sometimes anger can be triggered. I have been triggered by words, by statements, by it happens to us, right? Find out what your anger is rooted in it. And some of it is justified. And sometimes when that happens, when we're triggered, we skip right past worry, right? We're in the moment, somebody says something and it angers us. So we need to work to dispel that anger. And sometimes we simply need to walk away, because if we don't, we can go from anger to rage in an instant. We could be at that tipping point. So rage is something that we want to avoid at all costs. I know what rage looks, feels, and sounds like when I hit that point. And the end result is always me saying or doing something that I regret. What I say or do, what I say may be true. What I do may be justified. However, the energy that I am approaching the situation with is different. And when you've reached past worry and you transition to anger and you're in rage, rage is literally defined as a violent, uncontrollable anger. You've passed the point of no return. And I encourage you, if you get to the point where you're in rage, keep this in mind. And this is what has helped me in those moments. I got to say, I'm so glad that they're not as common as they were at one time in my life. But remember that you cannot take back words, no matter how many times you try to rewrite them. You cannot take back words. Essence of what you're saying may be true. It's the energy that you attach to them that's important. Why? Because the thing that people remember about you most is not what you do for them. It's how you made them feel while you were doing whatever it was that you were doing for them. People place more value on how you make them feel than what you do for them. So what if in one moment of rage, you managed to erase every good memory that you created with someone? What if in that moment of rage, you take away all the good feelings of all the good things that you've done for them? And this goes both ways, right? When people say things that enrage people, they need to be aware. We need to be more conscious of what we say. We don't want to trigger people. Sometimes it's intentional. It can be deliberate. People will say things to intentionally trigger you because they want that reaction. And sometimes when we're in rage, we get to the point, well, yes, I'm going to tell you how I really feel because I'm not going to deal with you anymore. And my friends refer to me as the queen of the cutoff. I've gotten much better at it because I'm more strategic and intentional, and I'm very clear. And I don't do it in a moment of rage. I'm very clear about the reason I choose to eliminate someone from my life. And for some people, that's unimaginable. It's not for me. I've learned that I'm an empath and I need to protect my energy because I feel people's energy. So I can only allow a certain level of certain kinds of energy in my life. If the energy is harming me, if it is detrimental to me, sometimes it's best for me to let it go so that I can grow. So in every situation, we should aim for peace. That may not always be possible. So what do you do when your worry has escalated to anger? Because worry usually involves just you, right? When you're in the worry mode, you can be worried about another individual, but that is about you controlling your worry. Anger usually involves another person or situation that may have some consequences and results. And rage is the same way, right? So here are some things that we can do to dispel them. And the truth is, if we go back to verse 7, it tells us what to do. Be still. Be patient. Expect the eternal to arise and set things right. Don't get upset when you see worldly ones rising up the ladder. Don't be bothered by those who are anchored in wicked ways. And that happens sometimes with the job, right? Or just in general, especially entrepreneurs. I hear it, I see it, I feel it from time to time. Someone who seems less qualified, who's been doing it, you know, and there's that comparison trap that we fall into. But don't worry about it. Even when you know they're not doing things in a godly way, even though you know they're morally and ethically doing some things that may not be right, be still, be patient, and expect God to handle it. And that's that worry phase. When you're in that anger and that rage phase, then those emotions are typically directed towards a person. Walk away. Physically and literally walk away if possible. The main thing that does is it shifts your energy. It shifts your energy from putting so much focus on attention on the person you're with. Even if you're in the house, if you feel yourself getting to the point of rage, I will do it in an instant. Walk away to another room. Just go to another room of the house. And then use that time to calm down. Calm down to think rationally. Then regroup and express your feelings. And the goal should be to find a solution. I believe there's a solution for every problem. Some of them may be longer, and some of them may involve a process. And I know that's a difficult word to hear when you want immediate results, when you're in pain, when you're hurting, when someone has triggered you, when they have pushed a button. But the truth is, finding a solution is the only way to break the rage and to stop the pattern and to stop that cycle of worry, anger, and rage that will create an emotional, mental, spiritual war within your body. So try to stop it at worry, because at the worry phase, you're dealing with yourself. You're not dealing with anyone else, and that you can control. So turn from anger, don't rage, and don't worry, because these ways frame the doorway to evil. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day of life. We thank you for the privilege of prayer, and we thank you for the book of Psalms, which holds so much encouragement, inspiration, wisdom, and knowledge, even for us centuries after it was written, thousands of years after it was written, by those who experienced these things. We thank you for your divine intervention. For the person who's hearing this right now, who may be preparing for a situation that may cause them to go through these steps today, worry, which grows into anger, and then tips that point into rage, Father, bring these words to mind. Bring the admonition, which you admonish us to do through Psalms 37:7, to be still, to be patient, and expect you to set things right, Father. Help us to aim for peace, to know when to walk away, and to calm down and regroup, to express our feelings for the sole purpose of finding a solution and aiming for peace. We love you, and we thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
That's the end of today's show. Come back tomorrow and bring a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating to Praying the Psalms via Cash App. Visit our website, prayingthepsalms.com, for a special free printable download and to share your comments and prayer requests.